WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. In the nation's capital,
Let Gaza live!
Capitol Police trying to keep 150 protesters back outside the Democratic National Committee, saying they're making arrests. Protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Multiple officials say negotiations are progressing toward a U.S. and Qatar-brokered hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. President Biden and China's president meeting for several hours behind closed doors in California. Among agreements they made, reestablishing military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communication.
President Biden also says they agreed to combat illegal fentanyl. Federal prosecutors say two men are in custody and facing charges for what they call the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill, the question, what is the biggest global threat the U.S. is facing?
During his testimony before a House committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that China presents the greatest threat to the country.
We've got easily 2,000 active investigations across all 56 field offices into China's relentless efforts to steal our innovation and intellectual property.
Wray added Iran also attempted a cyber attack against a hospital in New England, which he called brazen and aggressive. And in response to some Republicans' calls to defund the FBI, Wray said it would lead to a much less safe country. MWIN, ABC News, Washington.
It's considered the first major U.S. digital civil rights policy. Federal Communications Commission enacting new rules intended to eliminate discrimination in access to internet service. This year's recipient of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts Mark Twain Prize will be comedian Kevin Hart. Andy Field, ABC News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. In the nation's capital,
Let Gaza live!
Capitol Police trying to keep 150 protesters back outside the Democratic National Committee, saying they're making arrests. Protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Multiple officials say negotiations are progressing toward a U.S. and Qatar-brokered hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. President Biden and China's president meeting for several hours behind closed doors in California. Among agreements they made, reestablishing military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communication.
President Biden also says they agreed to combat illegal fentanyl. Federal prosecutors say two men are in custody and facing charges for what they call the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill, the question, what is the biggest global threat the U.S. is facing?
During his testimony before a House committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that China presents the greatest threat to the country.
We've got easily 2,000 active investigations across all 56 field offices into China's relentless efforts to steal our innovation and intellectual property.
Ray added Iran also attempted a cyber attack against a hospital in New England, which he called brazen and aggressive. And in response to some Republicans' calls to defund the FBI, Ray said it would lead to a much less safe country. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
It's considered the first major U.S. digital civil rights policy, Federal Communications Commission enacting new rules intended to eliminate discrimination in access to internet service. This year's recipient of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts Mark Twain Prize will be comedian Kevin Hart. Andy Field, ABC News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Robert, and this portion of the show is supported by Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focus on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life. Nearly 80% of brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days, and small moments of interaction like talking, playing, reading, and singing help create the pathways that build a child's brain during this early stage of life.
Yeah, we got our guests in the bullpen right now, and we're working on some technical things. But you know, Haley, speaking of technical things, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about how energy is passed around, whether it's computers and how you're feeling, and we're all a part of energy. We had a caller give us a call today, and then you have an article that maybe you can just touch on briefly while we're waiting for our guests.
Yes. So big peanut geeky to our caller who actually called. I got this today, and he was really concerned. So there was a story that's recent out of Denver, Colorado, and I'm reading this here off of Native News Online. This specific article was written by Levi Rickert on November 13th, but hospitalized Lakota elder's waist-length hair was cut without his permission. Family and AIM, the American Indian Movement, demand answers. So some 20 members of the American Indian Movement from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota journeyed to Aurora, Colorado to demand answers from a Colorado health system about why a Lakota's elder's waist-length hair was cut without his permission while he was under the care of the healthcare facility. The AIM members made local news when they protested on the lawn of the University of Colorado health facility last Thursday, waving the AIM flag. They were there to support 65-year-old Arthur Janis, Ogla Sioux tribe, who was airlifted from Rapid City, South Dakota in September to receive care at the UC Health Hospital for complications from an abdominal illness that caused him to have blood clots. Nope. Janis, who is a traditional Lakota man, wore his hair long for cultural reasons. In early November, his sister, while participating in a video conference to get an update on her brother's health condition, she noticed his hair had been cut. Upon seeing Arthur's hair was cut, she became upset and made inquiries about Arthur's hair. In Lakota culture, long hair is sacred and not to be cut unless someone is mourning due to the loss of a loved one. The hospital staff would not give her a straight answer, so she and the family sought the involvement of AIM, Rudy Red Dog, Oyip Tokola Society, and AIM, who lives in Manderson, South Dakota, has taken the lead on finding answers about Janice's hair being cut short. In an interview with Native News Online on Sunday, Redog said the UC Health Hospital has confirmed Janice's hair was cut while he was under their care. However, they say that the hospital is not certain when or why it was cut. Since Janice entered the hospital's system for care, he was transferred to a nursing home in Denver that the hospital maintains partnership with. Red Dog calls what happened to Janice was an assault and a robbery. They have yet to identify specifically the day and the time that this has took place and by who did the assault. But we also know how highly the Native American people's hair could be of value to big city venues. So we wonder if it was stolen for the black market used for wigs and extensions found popular in an inner city fashion.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this, Robert?
That's unbelievable. And we talked yesterday a little bit about how in the World War One, I think it was, that the scouts with natives with long hair were able to detect people that, the enemy, why they were scouting or why they were guarding the camp. And once they had their hair cut off, their no a better way to put it, their superpowers were cut off, and they could tell the difference. And that was definitely scientifically proven back then. One of the things that's interesting with long hair, and you know, Haley, I have like a thinning long hair. I grew my hair long for a couple of reasons. One of them was to support my Native kids that were being ridiculed in school with their people teasing them with their long hair. And that's one of the reasons why I grew my hair long in support with our students. And now it's kind of been a staple here. And as you know, with mourning and things like that, my hair would be cut if somebody passed away really close to me and my family. My wife is the only person that can really cut my hair. That's one of the things that I only have one wife, and it's Wendy, so she's the only one that can trim my hair. And so there's things that possibly our white allies and people out there don't know about us Natives. And when it comes to hair, you know, I think people would probably look at mine and go, why is that old man have this little thinny ponytail? But it's part of tradition. And for me, it was part of supporting our students.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just a thing in our culture is to have our hair long. And one thing that I always, you know, I've always preferred my hair longer too. And a saying that goes along, I think, with having longer hair is the longer the hair that you have, the stronger it is, because you have more to bind together, more to braid together, more individual pieces that you can put together. And when they come together, you know, the hair is stronger together, which also represents us as a community and our Native communities when we all come together. And intertwine communities and culture, we're stronger.
Absolutely. We should be able to have our guests on. I'm thinking the second segment, we're finding out that we'll be raring to go and live in the second segment. So hopefully our guests will hold on there, and we can maybe overlap Bob Blake from Red Lake segment and be on a little bit of his segment too. Things happen, and we just hope everyone's okay and not having a heart attack at the mothership.
Yes, the mothership. It's usually very good, but we do have some of those one ancient computer in there, I should say.
So. Yeah. Well, and it's cool. I believe, and this is off subject too, that we have like, for Native Roots Radio, we have like two of the best producers around, Patrick and Brett, and well-skilled and been doing our show when we've been going 5 days a week, you know, ever since. So it's good to have those guys on our team, and I know they're figuring it out. And
what would we do without them, honestly?
Smoke signals. Speaking of which, you saw smoke signals last night.
I did, yes. You were nice enough to host me, Uncle Deka, and we enjoyed some nice Devani's pizza and watched Smoke Signals, which that was my first time watching it, and I gotta say, I don't know how I went that long without seeing it. It was made in 1998, which is actually the year I was born, so you know a lot of great things come out of that year.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, great actors. Gary Farmer, who's going to be on the show soon. We really loved his character. But it was a microcosm of a lot of Native people we know and our families and the trials and tribulations and sadness that can go along being Native American or just a human being. And also the thing I like really about Reservation Dogs is that the humanity of it and then the humor too. Native Americans seem to really hold on to the humor when all things are bleak. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life. For more information, you can visit littlemomentscount.org.
Hey, you know, Haley, one of the things I always like to quiz you, too, before we get to our guest out there, one of the questions I have is, it's that time of year again, and one of the things that we really support here on Native Roots Radio is getting signed up for MNsure.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we're so lucky to live in the state of Minnesota where we have resources such as MNsure. Did you know that MNsure is actually the go-to place for tax savings on your health insurance?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're here to help, you know, every single one of us. And MinSure doesn't sell you insurance, but they do help you find the right plan. So if you are in need of that, please visit MinSure. That's MNSURE.org.
Yeah, definitely. Great organization. And you guys got to go do it and pick out and get help picking out your insurance. Again, we're still having a little problems here at the mother station. And I think the computer they're trying to run here on StreamYard is has to be pull-started, I think, or kick-started like a motorcycle.
Oh, is it because it's that old?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, again, you know, it's fun. I'm not really good at free, like Matt McNeil, who's on before us, is like could talk for 3 hours straight, and I am not that way, so I need to bounce things off people, and I'm glad you're here, Haley, to bounce things off. Again, I'd talk a little bit about, it's been 25 years, like you said, for Smoke Signals, the movie, and what was really interesting for me when I was flying back home, I think I mentioned this in a couple shows ago, is that that I don't know if it's because it's a Native American Heritage Month or what, but my Delta plane definitely had that movie, and I watched it. So that was pleasantly surprising. And I think prior to that, too, I was able to watch Reservation Dogs. I can't remember, but it was something like that. I was really surprised that they had a Native American movie up. So that's one of the things that really totally surprised me.
Right. Well, it was such a good movie, too, and I wasn't really expecting it. Like, well, I was expecting it to be good, but I just like I guess I didn't really know the storyline behind it. And, you know, I kind of like going into movies not knowing too much about it. Hmm. I don't want to give, like, you know, like some trailers, they just kind of like give too much away. And you're like, oh, I think I feel like I just watched the whole movie. You know, why do I need to go see it now? But yeah, I really liked not knowing kind of what it was about and then going in and watching it. And it was a quick movie. I think, you know, you said 90 minutes and wow, it was just so moving. And the whole storyline and just kind of what they talk about and what Native families go through, you know. And sometimes, you know, the good parts of the culture don't get passed down and that hurts. But, you know, what does get passed down is sometimes the trauma does. And, you know, with trauma, you know, there's a lot of, you know, alcohol dependency and stuff like that in families. And for those who haven't seen Smoke Signals yet, I guess it kind of runs along the story of that and just kind of, you know, two younger kids growing up in those predicaments on the reservation.
Well, I think, Haley, we have, speaking of Smoke Signals, I think we have Smoke Signals going up to our guests. And thank you so much for your patience. And you're on here, and I think we can't go live. Oh, looks like we can go live here. I think we are live on the radio. Can you guys hear us? You can unmute your, thumbs up. That's not good for radio, but visually it is good. Hey, welcome, and thank you so much for your patience. And we really weren't having problems with the radio station. We were just testing your patience. How did that go? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, patience is a value, and we just had our language bowl here at Lower Sioux, and that was one of the questions that the advanced teams got. So, I think we passed, right?
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of which, my old high school that I taught at, Harding, did very well down there, I heard. Ho-wa.
They took it home.
Yeah.
They sweeped us out. So they are doing fantastic in Dakota language. We're so proud of them.
Right. Well, you know, the daughter of Barry Hand was there, and you know Barry very well. I'm sure he's well known around the area. And so she's been talked to over her lifetime in that good way and language.
And they're so respectful to, you know, the culture and the values really come with the language, and you can really see it with those students. And they came up and they sang us, they sang the two master speakers, so the first language speakers of Dakota, a song to honor them and how much work they put in. Oh, we were all just bawling. There was not a dry eye in the room.
Was that the twins, Chashke and Robert, were singing, or all?
Yep, and Barry.
All of them.
And Barry, yep, and Maddie.
Yeah, we love Madison. Hey, Vanessa, good thunder. Oh, good. Thank you again. We'll keep you on a little longer on the show here. We really appreciate you coming in. And you have somebody with you, Denton Jackson. Do you want to introduce him?
Yeah, this is Denton Jackson. He is, well, he's everything. So he's from Sisseton, and he started off as a youth participant in our youth programs. I remember, gosh, what year did you come? Eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
Yes. Eighth grade, and I gave him a tour when he moved down here. And now he's a coach. He's a teacher at our immersion school. He's flown to D.C. He's flown to Albuquerque to teach about early childhood in a tribal school. So he's fantastic. So this is Denton Jackson.
Hey, welcome, Denton. And I know our arms get tired when we fly places. Oh, just a little humor there. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. Good to see you. And, you know, let's get right into this. And I think what we will probably do is maybe reach out to our the guest that's coming on, and we'll keep these guys on the rest of the show, Haley. Maybe we can reach out to Bob and ask him to come on for another day. I think it's really important that your stories and what little moments count. And, you know, what we got Thanksgiving coming up, and we never talk about Thanksgiving here on Native Roots Radio. We talk about it as Thanksgiving, and it's fun, but it is a real thing, and it is happening all around us, and a lot of our families do participate. So can we talk a little about the misconception of Thanksgiving a little bit here, do you think, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Denton and I were just talking about it, and we are so done talking about it, but it's so important. Like, I feel like we always go back to 1491 when we have to talk about ourselves, but here at our school, we don't. And it's been really nice to not have to do that. And we don't have to care so much about Thanksgiving, because growing up, we've had to care and care and care about this false narrative. And it's something that, you know, you can teach any child from. You can teach about relationships. This relationship didn't go well. You can teach about tribes and be tribal specific, because it's not even our Dakota tribe who was a part of this now holiday. And so I think those are things that you can teach. And I think it's important that educators understand that and really bring that truth to the center of it, rather than, oh, okay, well, it's a really nice holiday and we want to eat and we want to be thankful. And so we should really make it like a nice story. It mm-hmm. doesn't always have to be a nice story. It could be still the truth, and we still can be okay with that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And Denton, you being a younger warrior there, and I like how you look stoic there on the Facebook. It's good. How were you brought up with this holiday, these 2 days off before another holiday that's called even a bleaker name, Black Friday?
I grew up, my father was a historian, so he, at a young age, me and my family, we were taught the correct history. And, you know, and the education system, they tell the complete opposite. So yeah, at a young age, we were told the dark history on what happened to, you know, our ancestors on the East Coast and how they were taken advantage of. And, you know, in school, that's what really needs to be taught. And here in our classroom, we really ignore the holiday. We don't, you know, we don't talk about it, but, you know, we talk about like their family traditions and what their family does and stuff like that, and the food and how we're around our loved ones and everything. But you know, it is really hard to teach younger kids about the traumatic stuff that happened. You know, mm-hmm. we're really more than just trauma and everything. So we tried to really avoid it. So,
yeah, that's a really good point. And me being a baby elder, a 62 years old, I mean, I was brought up in the public school system with this, with making hand turkeys and Cowboys and Indians, and you know the Indians never won. So it's just an indoctrinated thing. Like I was, the cigarette commercial stopped in 1967, so I still remember those jingles, and I was 6 years old. So when we watch things on TV or have anything out there media-wise, it burns into our memory. And maybe what we can do is talk a little bit about that. We got to take a quick break here, and if you guys can hold on.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. In the nation's capital.
Let Gaza live! Let Gaza live! Let Gaza live!
Capitol Police trying to keep 150 protesters back outside the Democratic National Committee, saying they're making arrests. Protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Multiple officials say negotiations are progressing toward a U.S. and Qatar-brokered hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. President Biden and China's president meeting for several hours behind closed doors in California. Among agreements they made, reestablishing military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communication.
President Biden also says they agreed to combat illegal fentanyl. Federal prosecutors say two men are in custody and facing charges for what they call the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 43. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 63. Tomorrow night, lows around 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Little Moments Count. Native Roots Radio is excited to be partnering with Little Moments Count to host monthly conversations focused on early childhood development. We'll be welcoming guests to talk about how they view the role of early childhood development in creating bright futures and strong communities.
And we do have guests on. We have Denton and Vanessa, and we're talking about historical trauma in a sense, and or in a big sense, I should say, and talking about Thanksgiving weekend come up, and we talk about a lot of things here on Native Roots Radio, and we have the holidays coming up, but it's interesting too. I've mentioned to people, like a lot of our white allies, if you hear what a name of a helicopter, Apache, Blackhawk, all these Native names, and it must be confusing for our young ones, because I know for me it's confusing at times whether, or why are these named in that way? You know, there's a football teams that are trying to say that we're, you know, honoring you. And it's hard for me to buy into that, especially with all the trauma that we've had. And but, you know, your work is, how do you strive to address and heal historical trauma, you know, experienced by our Native communities, you know, especially through education? How do you two do that?
We do it through language. We believe that the language can help us heal from historical trauma, thus helping us remember, reclaim, and reconnect to who we are, and therefore we're making ourselves strong again to increase our sovereignty and strengthen ourselves again, because we have always been strong. We've always had the solutions. We've always had things that now research is catching up. You know, I went to college and they're like, you know, sage has really good disinfectant properties. And I said, we've always known that. We've always smudged. We've always known that. And so now a research study shows that it has more disinfecting properties than a Lysol can. You know, we already knew those things, but our systems were stopped. And we believe that our language has our values and our sense of belonging and who we are within it, that once we continue to speak and learn who we are again, then that's us doing that healing and going back to those systems again.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Denton, what do you think?
Yeah, outside of work here at my school, I'm a lacrosse mentor to kids, and I do that through, you know, this game of lacrosse. It was never given back to the Dakota people when we lost it. So I use the game of lacrosse to reconnect and revitalize with my youth here in the community through that way of trying to heal historical trauma, because we don't get the recognition for helping grow that game of lacrosse in the Dakota community here.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, too, do you remember when COVID hit and we didn't have a vaccine at the time? But I remember from teachings and talking to people to get my medicine flat cedar out and make some tea, get some, you know, and those are the things you were just talking about, Vanessa.
Yep. Mullein helps with the lungs, elderberry. All the good stuff. Lots of that came back out.
Exactly. But it's things that, you know, we try to bring to our young ones, and whether it's the creator's game or sage, and tell people where that came from. You know, and it's good that you tell them that, because there's so much, and it seems like it's getting worse, or I don't know if my eyes are open, but the appropriation of Native culture. They want our stuff, but they don't want our trauma.
Yeah. Appreciation versus appropriation. Very important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so how do you balance traditional aspects of Dakota culture with contemporary needs for your children in your program?
Well, we just practice who we are as Dakota people, and that meets the needs of the children. And that's what we believe in.
And that goes on to what you said earlier about the language.
Yep. So our language, we're bringing back, you know, like Denton said, he brought lacrosse back here and our kids can play the creators game here. So we're bringing back all of those different systems. How did we see children? What is our educational philosophy as Dakota people? We're bringing that back and slowly, we're just bringing all of these different types of systems back. So I read an article by Dr. Pila in Hawaii, and you know, he said there's villages smaller than us in Europe that are able to keep their dialect. And how are they doing it? The strongest way is through the school systems. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to help our citizens continue to keep our language through our school and doing it in our way, the way we've always done education.
What is the name of your guys' school and where exactly are you located in Minnesota?
So our school name is Chanshayapi Wakayaja Owayawa OT, and we are located in southwest Minnesota.
Cool. That's Winnebago area down there, Blue Earth, where my people are from and were removed after the Dakota Uprising and good fight there. But, you know, just like Dakotas, Ho-Chunks are illegally here in Minnesota, and we have to always talk about that here. My sense here, and I really, really like our conversation here, but my sense here, and we talk about this a lot, Haley, on Native Roots Radio, and that's our young ones are really picking up the ball here. I think we've lost a couple generations, my generation and the generation before, with boarding school and all these kinds of traumas, but you young people are really carrying the ball, and I really got chills when you talked about that report on how these small communities in Europe are still keeping their language. We need to amplify that to people that make these laws and or start our own schools and do it in a good way.
Yes, my friend Lee Turney from Leech Lake always says, you're either at the table or you're on the menu. So make sure you're at the table.
Exactly. And my friend from up north in Red Lake, she always said, if there's not a chair for you, get a folding chair up and get it up in there. So join the table or you're going to be the feast. And absolutely. So that's we got a few more minutes here. What would you guys like to talk about? I think it's so important, you know, with Little Moments Count and with the holidays coming up and you guys talking about the real history and who we are on this planet and on Turtle Island. What are your feelings now in the future here? It seems like the future's looking bright.
Yeah, the future is up to our kids, and our job is to give them the tools and resources to do whatever they'd like to do. I'm excited. I think I'm raising my future boss. I cannot wait. They speak the language so quickly. They know who they are. They're more prideful than I was at that age. They're not afraid of who they are. And that's exactly what we do, is we look seven generations past and seven generations back, and we can see the movement, and I can see it with them. And, you know, by the age of 3 to 5, developmentally, a kid understands and can differentiate someone who's homeless versus not homeless. So the kids see everything. They can, they understand what's going on, you know, and we are a school that's on a tribe. And so, like Mr. Denton and I were just talking about, we had a kid who didn't like her skin, and she has dark skin. Well, her teachers both have dark skin. Her whole family's dark skin. You know, we were really nervous because that's the power of the media that taught her that she shouldn't get darker. And those are some things that really make us sad. And those are things that we're trying to help make them prideful of who they are, and everybody's different, and that's okay. And that's wonderful. So how that happened.
Yeah, we had a child who was upset about her dark skin, and she didn't want to go outside. And, you know, we talked to her, we told her, why her skin's dark and who her people were. And, you know, she needs to be proud of that and her ancestry and everything. And, you know, stuff like that. We teach about long hair and what that means in our culture and to be connected and everything. You know, that's the importance of what we do here and, you know, trying to bring our kids up in that way, make them feel powerful and proud, you know, because like Vanessa said that, you know, they are more proud of who they are at their age than we were. You know, I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree too. It was interesting. In 1978, I was a junior in high school, and that was the first year we were able to practice our own religion legally in this country of ours. So everyone was Italian before then, and now we're strong to be a Native American. And it's great to see you young ones grab hold of this and help our youth and keep the flame going as being indigenous people of Turtle Island. So I want to say a big Pini Gigi, thank you so much for coming on.
Pidamaya for having us.
Yeah, well, let's do it again, and then we can get you on the beginning of the show and rock and roll. We were sweating here, but we got you on, and really appreciate you, too, and appreciate the work you're doing. And it's inspiring, and I hope our audience that's listening all over Turtle Island is as inspired as I am after listening to this. So thank you so much, Pini Gigi. All right, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake and Bob Blake from Red Lakes up. Ho-wa.
I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're with Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and he's got the big B on his hat for Bob or Blake or Bear.
Or Solar Bear.
That's right. I think you'd have to have an S in there for Solar Bear, too, just throwing that out there.
That's true. Hey, Robert, guess what? You know what? The Vatican is going all electric vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. So get this. So they
I had to get the cheers real
quick. This is cool. The Vatican says that they're going to go all electric. They're changing out the Pope vehicle to all electric. They've got all these electric vehicles over there, and they're gonna have all the entire fleet at the Vatican be electric vehicles. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is, and it just reminds me too when the Pope came in and visited. It was a couple popes ago though. Visited Minnesota. I remember everyone was selling that Pope on a rope. So like you know you had the so it was a soap. and it was around your. Oh, look at Haley. Oh, look at
that's the hat I should be wearing.
Yeah. So, oh, there we go. Look at that.
That is the hat I should be wearing, Robert. That
she stopped by and stole it from me last night when we watched Smoke Signals.
Oh, I got more hats. I'll give you. I got some more hats, Robert. And then, Robert, another really cool story I want to tell you about real quick. Portugal just ran on 100% renewable for 6 days in a row. So what they did was they cut off all fossil fuel energy, right? And they used wind, hydro, and solar. And it was a test run, right? It's got batteries mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But they ran their entire country of 10 million.
What?
On 100% renewable energy. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
And I think everyone, you know, as we move forward, you know, this is really, these test cases are really going to help us understand the inefficiencies that we have in our grid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and obviously the changes and the holes that we're going to plug, you know, it's like Rocky. Remember Rocky? Hey, why do you like Adrian? She has holes. Or she has gaps. I have gaps. We fill in each other's gaps. Remember, Rocky?
I just saw Rocky again on my flight to New York a couple days ago. I watched Rocky, and what amazes me just about Rocky, I just got to say this real quick, Bob, is the first Rocky that won the Academy Award was he just wanted to go the distance, and that's kind of the metaphor for life, you know, before it became a boxing show, it was a metaphor for life, and it won Academy Award, and it was a lot deeper than I remembered when it came out in 1976.
You know what, Sylvester Stallone, you know, I highly recommend everybody to watch that Netflix documentary that just came out on Sylvester Stallone's life.
Yeah,
it is a great documentary, and you know, he really talks about, like, you know, his inspiration for Rocky, and you know, he had to get rid of his dog, Robert. He had to sell his dog,
right?
And then he held out. I mean, they were trying to give him all this money for Rocky,
right?
And he held out.
Because he wanted to be an actor, you know. And the interesting thing about that documentary, you know, what I thought about, Bob, was that, you know, everyone made it seem like that he was like an overnight success and had this script, but he worked hard and he was not going to give that script away to another actor or director.
No, he was not going to give it away. And I think that what he does there is he really shows everyone, you know, that if you believe in something, mm-hmm. you know, so badly that, you know, you can make it happen. And, you know, the dude's incredible. Like, it just, I mean, he's awesome. You know, and at the other point too, it's, I love that one piece when he goes, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. You know, that's how winning's done, you know.
That was from the Rocky, the second to last Rocky, when he was talking to his son.
Yep, exactly. No, he's incredible. Hey, Robert, a really interesting story, and I think people need to be aware of this, though. So right now there is a major drought down in the Amazon, okay? Oh. And the Amazon is considered like the world's lungs, okay?
Yep.
And this, you know, the forest there, it stores about 123 billion metric tons of carbon. So, I mean, literally, you know, we're not on fire because of the Amazon, okay? I mean, right. You have to put it in simple terms, like, the world is what it is because of the Amazon. Now, they have a historic drought down there. You know, the pink dolphins they have down there, they're like being washed up on the shore. You know, I mean, years of just like, you know, waterways is like, you know, drying up. So I think this should be on people's radar. and they should know that, you know, that the planet is in a bad situation. And I would call this, like, you know, what would you call it? A harbinger, or, you know, something that's like the coal in the canary, you know, right, or whatever. You know, I mean, people should know about this, and it's really an important story that is not getting enough coverage. Obviously, there's more important thing. I mean, there's the thing happening in Israel and Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, but I mean, this is a really, really important story.
Did you guys see what's happening in Iceland within the last like 48 hours?
Yeah. Did you see that, Bob, where they're the volcano's ready to erupt and destroy Iceland, and people are getting off the island?
Well, they had like a bunch of earthquakes happen back to back. I guess a couple really bad ones too.
Oh, okay, so that's a great segue right into this next story, because the glaciers in Greenland are melting five times faster than they were 20 years ago. Now, why this is important is because the permafrost up on top of the planet there is usually really frozen, and it stays frozen.
Right.
But the problem is that there's all this carbon, there's this methane that is in there, and it's like it's been stored there for years, and it's essentially escaping now because, you know, the ground is being unfrozen,
right?
Essentially, right? And this is why you see all those like big craters in Alaska and people's homes falling into the lake, you know, to the ocean. And yeah. And so this is happening at a really high rate. And so this is what it is. The world has already warmed by nearly 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures. Now, remember, Robert, we don't want to go over 1.5 degrees Celsius. We're just above 1.2 degrees Celsius. And this is the warmest that this year was the warmest in 125,000 years.
Yeah. A lot of people I hear are moving to Duluth. Did you hear that? Somebody told me that today that, or maybe that was you, Haley, that told me that people are moving to Duluth from all over the country because of the water and the temperatures.
Yeah. And what happened was there was a report that came out a couple of years ago that said in the event of, you know, a climate crisis, the number one place to live is Duluth, Minnesota. And what you're getting is you're getting people. I ran across some people from the University of Minnesota that work over there, and they said they made it as far as the Twin Cities and said, oh, I think we're just going to stake our claim here. But they experienced all the hurricanes that came through Houston and said, enough of this. We're going to move to Minnesota.
Crazy, crazy. What else you got? We got a minute left, Bob. And I just to reminiscing about, we got an election coming up here in less than a year. And maybe we have to go down and do a live show in Iowa again. Oh,
I think we should. And I think that another thing too, Robert, is I just want everybody to know that we need to vote climate champions. That shenanigans that is happening at the Capitol or in Washington, D.C., that Trump thinks that, you know, is normal now, that tried to normalize all that stuff happening out there, is for the birds and should not be doing by our politicians. It should not be happening by our politicians.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Peeny Geegee, always great to see you and listen to you. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now. See you, Bobby. Ho.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC